יש, יש. יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח. שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה.
So we are going to take our notebooks out and begin our lesson is on the subject of Pesach, Passover. Excellent. So how did the Israelites enter Israel? Who was the first one to enter the Israelites enter Egypt? Who was the first one to enter Egypt? Joseph. Who was Joseph? Quickly. The son of Jacob, Yaakov. And what was Joseph's mother? What was the name of Joseph's mother? Rachel, Rachel. And what other brother did Joseph have? Benjamin. Excellent. And how did Joseph suddenly come to Egypt? Quickly. His brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, and then he rolled over to Egypt like this. Why did they sell him? Yes. Because his dad loved him more than them. Yes. Because his dad loved him more than all the other sons, and they were jealous of him. Yes, you want to add? You did. They also hated him because the dad loved Joseph more, so they threw him into a pit. And also because he told them about different dreams that he dreamt, and they always thought, what? Why are you always telling us that you're the best? You know what? We're going to revenge. We'll have revenge at you. Do you want to add something? I forgot. You want to add something? And because of the special shirt that he had, a striped shirt that Jacob made for Joseph. But why did Joseph love Jacob more than all the other sons? Because it was true. Because his mom was Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than the other wives. And why did he love Rachel? Because she was beautiful and he liked her. Yes, of course. But why? Because she was the most righteous woman and she married him. Okay, there's another opinion here. Because he wanted her from the very beginning, but he didn't want all the other wives that he got. He didn't want Leah, and Laban just cheated him. He only wanted Rachel. So yes, he married all the other wives because either he was made to do that or because he didn't have children. Okay, so Joseph went to Egypt. He was sold to Egypt. Who was he sold to? He was sold to... Where did he enter? He fell into a pit. No. What home did he come to? What was the name? Potiphar. Okay, and then what happened? And Potiphar, did he like him or not? Yes, he liked him. And then what happened to him? He went to jail. Why? Because the wife of Potiphar told Joseph, come marry me. But then when Potiphar came back because he wasn't there, she told him, here is his sweater. Okay, so you're saying that Potiphar's wife was evil and she put him in jail. So how long did he spend in jail? I think 20 years. 20 years? No. The small one, small boy at the back? A year. Who thinks differently? Help with passing the microphone around. 2 years. You're guessing. Pass the microphone to the back. 7 years. Maybe he's confusing it with the 7 years of hunger and fulfillment. Do you know? 8 years. What does it say in the book? You don't remember. Okay, let's leave it. Do you know, Judith? I'm not sure, but I think it might have been a few months. Okay, let's just leave this. Check this again. How long was Joseph in prison? And who did he meet there? How many people did he meet there? Tell me, two. And what were... Who were they? They were two servants of the Pharaoh, one of drinks and one of baking. Okay, so what happened with them there? They had a good time there in the pit. No? What happened then? So then they had dreams. The servants they had two dreams. The wine servant had a dream, and Joseph told him that his dream means that he is going to be released and nothing is going to happen to him. And the second one, the servant the baking, Joseph told him that he's not going to get released for prison. So, okay, so what happened then? What happened to the servant of the wine? He got released and started making wine for the king, and then the other one got hung. And then later, what happened? Who had the dream? The Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh said that whoever will explain my dream, I'm going to give him an important role. And all of his servants tried to understand what these dreams meant, but they didn't know. But then the servant of the wine servant told the Pharaoh that, you know, once Joseph solved my dream. So the Pharaoh called Joseph, and Joseph told him that they were seven cows in his dream, and that these cows symbolize the 7 years of hunger. Okay, excellent. So, until here. What happened then? Shortly, girls. So then, Joseph came out, he came to the Pharaoh, and what did the Pharaoh do with Joseph? After he heard his explanation of the dream, he made Joseph more important. He made him one of his servants, a minister. Okay, excellent. Yehi? He was second to the king. Excellent. And he was second to the, who was second to the king before that? We just talked about him. Aman, we just talked about him. And this was the other way around. And what happens later? I just wanted to say that before Joseph told the wine servant the explanation of his dream of what's supposed to happen, he asked the servant to tell the Pharaoh to release him, to release Joseph. Yes, very well. And then what happened? What was happening? What was happening in the land of Canaan, in Israel? Yes, please. There was hunger, and in Egypt there were 7 years of plenty of repletion. So what happened to Joseph? What happened to Jacob? Jacob moved to Egypt? No. Jacob sent his, what? They came to Joseph to ask for some food. That's right. Excellent. What else? There are no new hands. Okay, you. There was hunger in the land of Canaan, and 70 souls came to Egypt. No. First, we have a problem with the brothers. Who did Jacob send? They were just like spies. We always have to look at how the stories are always similar to each other. Here we had a feast in Purim, and now we have a feast. Over there, here we have sons that are coming to Egypt to check upon the country, and later on Moses sends out spies to check on the country. So stories are always similar to each other. Yes, please. Jacob asked his sons to come to Egypt to bring some food, and then Joseph saw that these were his brothers, but they didn't know that it was Joseph. They didn't know because Joseph grew up, but he recognized them, and on purpose, he concealed himself, yes, so that they won't know it. And they bought the food, and then on the way back, what happened? He asked one of his servants to hide something expensive in the bag of the youngest of the brothers. When they checked them when they were coming out, they saw that Benjamin stole this cup, this grail that they hid in his bag. And then he asked them to leave Benjamin there. And what happened? Did they leave? Did they didn't want to leave Benjamin? What? Judah didn't want Benjamin to stay on his own, stay back, and then something happened, and I don't remember. Okay. Yes, please. They didn't want to leave Benjamin with Joseph. And Joseph thought that if it's important, if Benjamin is important for them, then why wasn't Joseph important to them? Okay, that's good as well. Excellent. Yes, please say what you wanted to say. You forgot. Yechi. It's okay. Judah didn't want to leave Benjamin behind because he promised Jacob that if Benjamin, that Benjamin will come back. Okay, so shortly, the sons of Jacob went back home without Benjamin? With Benjamin. Without Benjamin. And then what did Jacob tell them? Jacob started crying, and then, yes, please, he said, go over there and tell him that I want Benjamin back. So he sent them back right away? This was the reason for coming back to Egypt? Yes, please. I'm not sure, but I think that he sent them to bring presents to the king so that they will release Benjamin. Didn't they wait until they ran out of food to come back? You don't remember? Yes, you. In the end, they didn't bring the food. Joseph didn't give the food to the sons because they found this grail in them. So he told them, go back, and when you come back, I'll give you the food. Okay, so what happened is that Joseph meets the brothers the second time, and he reveals himself. They hug, and they sit together and eat together at a nice meal, and then he is sending them back again to call Jacob. And then all of the house, the home of Jacob, come to Egypt. And how many were they? They were 70 souls. So did they live well in Egypt? Where did they live in Egypt? The land of Goshen, that's where they lived. So a lot of years passed by. They were good years until Jacob dies first. And then what happened when Jacob died? More hands. I wanted to say that before that, the grandchild of Jacob, she sang a song to him because if he would know, she sang a song to him with a violin, and she told him, okay, you know what, we are going only according to what is said in the Torah, okay, not outside of it, okay? So, Jacob passed away, and what happened with him? How did they take care of him? Do you know? Girls? No. Boys? Give him the microphone. There's someone at the back? No. All of Egypt left their homes and went with Jacob, Joseph, and the king, and all the brothers circled his grave. What grave? The graves of Jacob. Where is it? Do you guys know? Yes, and in the Machpelah cave. They went to Israel to bury Jacob because he asked to be buried in Israel. So when they went there, there was a story with Esav who didn't let them in. No. What it says in the Torah is that both sons came and buried Jacob in the cave, the Machpelah cave. There are no stories. We're going by what it says in the Torah. We have to know that first. It says that Esav was there and all of the entire household of Jacob went and buried Jacob in Canaan, in Israel. And then what happened? Joseph died. And what happened with Joseph? Joseph told his brothers that before he died, he said that he wants to be buried in Israel, and there was a fight because the Pharaoh wanted to bury Joseph in Egypt, but they didn't give up on their idea. The Pharaoh made the grave of Joseph from steel, and then it sank from iron. He made his grave from iron and it sunk in, and then Moses threw a note that said something, and then it rose up and they took him to Israel. Okay, there is a confusion between what is said in the Torah and what is said in other sources. Of course, all of them are real, but we have to explain them correctly. Okay, so what happened then? Pharaoh died, and a new king rose in Egypt. A better king or a worse king? A worse king. He was a king. It says that he forgot Joseph. He didn't know Joseph. And then, did the Israelites have a difficult life or an easy life? It was difficult for them. Okay. And then, what kind of work did they have? They had very hard work. What did they do? What did they build? The cities of Pitom and Ramses. And when they were building these cities, first they were building it under good conditions, but then the Pharaoh told them, what did he say? What? That without money, without food, and without drink, you have to drink from the morning till night. And what else? That they will have to collect the stones, make the stones on their own. From they had to put a combination of straw and special cement. And how many years did they work for? 210. And how many years were they supposed to be there? 400 years. Okay, and then what happened? What happened then? Suddenly a small boy was born in some family. First of all, which family was this? What was their name? From which tribe? From the Levi tribe. And what was the name of the mother? Yocheved. And what was the name of his sister? Miriam. And what was his name? Moses. Who called him Moses? The daughter of Pharaoh. Batya. Okay. So, we have a really nice name here that we respect this name in Israel as well. Excellent. So, why did Moses belong to Batya? What happened to him there? More hands? Yes, please. Give me a small story. The Pharaoh said that because he saw that the sons of Israel are becoming more and more, so he asked all the sons to be killed, all the newborn boys to be killed, and the girls will live. And Yocheved gave birth to Moses, and for 3 months she held him at home, and after 3 months she put him in a basket and sent him on the river, and Miriam, his sister, followed him in the river, and it came to the home of Pharaoh. And then when Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh, took it out, Miriam came to her and said that there is someone who can feed the child. And the entire time she was feeding him through her mother. And after how long did he come to the home of Pharaoh? After 3 years. 3 years, okay. And Moses grew in the home of Pharaoh. Until what age? 40, 80. Come on, yes. 40 years. And then what happened to him? Yes. He killed one of the managers. He saw that 2 Egyptians are hitting a Jew, and he started hitting the Egyptian. And then these 2 good Jews told the Pharaoh, and he actually had to run away. Okay. And then he had to run away. And where did he run away to? To Midian. And who did he meet there? You.
It's a Kohen Midian.
He met a server from Midian, but he actually has, whose name was Yitro, but he actually also has seven other names. Okay, so Moses was there, and what happens to him? There, someone knew what happens to Moses in Midian. Was it far away from Egypt? Midian? No. But it's across from Egypt, right? Pharaoh didn't control that area, right? Yes, please. He turned into a sheep keeper. And then what happened? And he saw the children of Ito and boys who were responsible for sheep. And they didn't let the daughters of Ito to get water for their sheep. This is very similar to which story? The story of Jacob, right? See, things repeat themselves. It's just different people. We'll talk about it later, but it's just that there are different steps. The soul that's ascending is going through the same story, but in different levels. Okay, so what happened then? Then he was walking around and he saw a bush that was burning and wasn't burning down. And he heard a voice that told him to take his shoes off because it was a holy place. And then what did this voice tell him? It told him that I am the creator of Yitzchak, Abraham, and Jacob, and that Moses has to do what? He has to take the Israelites from Egypt. Excellent. She knows everything. What can you add? I wanted to ask, to tell you why the name of Moses is Moses. Because limshot in Hebrew, it means to pull. That's right. Excellent. Yes, please. And also, Moses married Zipporah, the daughter of Yitro. Yes, that's right. Yitro gave him her daughter, his daughter. And how many children did they have? Do you know their names? Two children. Eliezer, Gershon. Why Gershon? Because I was in exile. And then what happens? Moses goes back to Pharaoh. So when he comes back, what happens? Is he accepted nicely or no? No. Okay, so what happened? The Pharaoh sees that Moses is coming back, and he doesn't accept him nicely. Okay. He actually chases after him because he knew that he killed an Egyptian. Okay. But how many years passed by then? 40 years. And still, the Pharaoh remembers that Moses killed an Egyptian? How can that be? Is Moses scared of the Pharaoh now? No, why not? Because the Creator watches over him. What does he say to him? Do you know? Maybe at the back, someone? Moses said that the Creator will give Pharaoh 10 beatings. Okay. And what else? The Creator tells Moses to warn the Pharaoh. But why isn't Moses scared to go to the Pharaoh? Because he knows that the Creator is with him. But what did the Creator tell him? Come to Pharaoh, or go to Pharaoh. He told him, let's go together. There is actually a weekly parasha, a weekly chapter like that. Okay, excellent. What do you want to add? When Moses was a baby, when Moses was sitting on his knees, he always took his crown, and that's why the Pharaoh was scared that Moses is going to be someone who will take over his kingdom. So he made a test for him with silver and with fire. And Moses, there was an angel or something like that moved his hand from the silver to the fire, and that's why he started hiccuping. He had the difficulty speaking. Okay, then Moses came to Pharaoh with the 10 plagues. Can you remember all of them? Excellent. The 10 plagues. So what happens after that with the Pharaoh, and what happens in between the plagues? Between the plagues, Pharaoh is becoming more and more difficult. But then on the last plague, he tells them, get out of here, leave. After every plague, the Pharaoh tells them, take your nation, but then he changes his mind. He gave up on the 10th plague, because the last one was the plague of death of firstborns, and he was scared that it will influence him. That's right. And I wanted to add that between every plague, Pharaoh said, no, just I'm going to let them go. Just tell the Creator to stop the plague. But in the end, he didn't let them go. Okay. Last one. And in the end, when Pharaoh actually gave up and let them go, it said that Moses said that we're not going to leave like thieves at night, we're going to leave during the day. Okay. You want to add something? We have a drawing from David, who is 6 years old from Boston. Yes, let's see it. We want to see the drawing. Okay. Let's continue until they find a drawing. And then what happens? What happens after the 10th plague? They leave and they're on the way, and then suddenly the Pharaoh says, oh, what did they do? No, I don't want to let them go. And they start running. The Egyptians run after the Israelites, and then they cross over the Red Sea, and when the Israelites cross the Red Sea, the sea closes on top of the Egyptians. Okay, and that's how they exit Israel, Egypt. I wanted to say that when... I wanted to add something to what Gaia said. The Pharaoh said, what did they do and all that? And then managers who were responsible for the Israelites came back and said that they will come back in 3 days. the thread, because this distance to the Mount Sinai is only a distance of a 3-day walk. Okay, so they exit Egypt. When, what date is it? It was the 4th of Nisan. 4th of Nisan? No, the 14th of the month of Nisan. And what does it say about the month of Nisan? It is the month of all months. And is it like the new year? No, it is the month of all months. Okay, so we have a new year, and we have a new year of the month. Okay, so we count from the first of the month, how many more days? 14 days, and then we have the exile from Egypt, the Exodus. So what do they take when they leave Egypt? What do they take with them? Oh, she forgot. I'm not sure during which plague or curse this was, but I think it was darkness. So the Jews came in and looked at all the places. They had jewelry, and they asked them to give them all these things. And then the people asked, when did you see this? And they told them that we know exactly where it is. So they had to give it to them. Okay, the back, the small boy, how did they leave? No, the blonde one. Before they left Egypt, they made matzah instead of bread. So the matzah, it's the same leavened bread, it's the same bread, but they made it quickly, so it... Okay, you, the small one right beside him as well, you want to say something? I have a question. Why is the word sne, the bush, remind the word hatred? Okay, good question. But what else did they take with them from Egypt? They took the matzah, the leavened bread, and they took all the gold from the Egyptians. And so when they left, what happened to Egypt? Who was even alive in Egypt? Pharaoh, only Pharaoh. All the Egyptians died. All the Jews, the Israelites left. And only Pharaoh stayed in Egypt. We will have to talk about all these things. What is the fact that Pharaoh stayed? It is the stony heart. It is our big ego that cannot be corrected. And only Jews right away, and a mix of nations run after the Israelites. And what did they take from the Egyptians? Gold. And what does it mean that they took gold? It is the light of Chochmah. Write it down. We'll talk about it later. And the grails of gold. We'll talk about it later. We'll start organizing this story next time according to the internality of things. Maybe we'll see the drawing now. Let's see. Moses and Pharaoh and exit from Egypt. What is this? It's Moses with his stick. How old is he? He's 6 years old. Oh, look at this. These are drawings from where? From Toronto. How nice. Wow, how did they send this? Did they send this? They painted this, they took pictures, and they sent it to us. Excellent. Good job, the group of Toronto. You deserve a big thank you. Okay, questions. First, ladies first. Please. When Moses reaches the age of 40, does he reach the quality of Binah? No, not yet. Until the age of 40, Moses was in the home of Pharaoh. And listen, while you want to ask a question, you're not listening to what we are talking about. It's not good. You all have to participate together. Until the age of 40, Moses was in the home of the Pharaoh. And until the age of 80, he was in the home of Itro in Midian. And another 40 years, he led the Israelites in the desert. More questions? What level is Pesach, Passover, on? Because we know that Purim is the final correction. Pesach is much more, much before that. Pesach is the exile from the ego. We'll talk about it more. You did. Why were the Israelites working this very difficult work in Israel? Who can tell? Tell us. They were working for their ego. What does it mean? It means that first they were free in the land of Israel, and then suddenly they had hunger in the land of Israel, meaning that the spirituality wasn't giving them satisfaction, and they entered into corporeality. This means that they were under the control of Pharaoh, and they were working for their ego. They were running after all kinds of corporeal things, money, honor, and this means that they were under the rule of the Pharaoh in Egypt. But they were the Israelites, and they wanted to exit Egypt, but Egypt still controlled them. Yes. The Egyptian exile was supposed to last 400 years, but it only lasted 210 years. Why? Because there was a shortening. It was shortened. It was shortened on purpose so that they can develop even higher later. Yes, boys, in the meanwhile. What is the meaning of the two Jews who told the Pharaoh about Moses? So did he save them or what? What happened then? It's the same. Are these the same Jews that the Egyptian was hitting? What do you think? These were Gershon and Teresh. This says something. What else? It was Beitan and Teresh. Similar something. So there is a connection between the two lines, the right and the left line. We'll study this later. Give him the microphone. It was Datan and Aviram. Okay, let's stop this. Are you sure that you know? No, not about that. He is asking us something else. Okay, more questions. Eli from Vienna is asking, why do we even celebrate Passover, Pesach? What? Isn't this understood? Everyone understands. Someone new. Someone new. No. There's no one. Over there. At the back. Yes. The Israelites were celebrating because it is the celebration of freedom, that we're exiting our ego. We're starting to feel the upper world. We're revealing the Creator. It says that you will see what Yehezkel, the prophet, didn't see. This is a very, very big thing that we celebrate. Why is this month the month of all months? Because we ascend, we climb to a spiritual degree. We reveal the world. Yes. Yes, please. And boys as well.
No.
Were there stores during this time? Let's move on. Why didn't the plague of the death of the firstborns didn't hurt Pharaoh? Because we couldn't hurt him anymore. That's a good question. The Pharaoh was a firstborn, so this plague was supposed to kill him as well. So why didn't it hurt him? Because he himself, it's called the root of the creation. He is Yetzera. You can't ruin him. You can take everything out of him, but not him. Is the exile to Egypt and our crisis right now, are they connected? Yes, we are all of us together going through a crisis, which also includes within itself the same plagues as in Egypt. And whoever belongs to the Jews, the Israelites, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, the people who learn how to come to the Creator, how to be similar to Him, how to love others, he will exit this and won't feel the beatings. And only the ones that live within the ego will feel it. And for now, a song. And next time we'll continue. Yes, but we'll talk about Passover according to Kabbalah.
אצלנו זה שיפור ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח